Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
If you can be 1% better than you were yesterday, you're making progress. Every day, every single day is a new beginning. So take a deep breath. Inhale. Exhale. It's a new day. A new opportunity. You can get to a place in your life where you are so tired that you can hardly move. That you can be so fragmented, so beat up, that you can't even open your eyes. I know what that paralysis feels like. It's like, man, I'm gonna do it tomorrow. I don't feel like doing it right now. I don't feel like thinking again. I don't feel like writing it down again. I don't feel like reading it again. I don't want to talk about it. I'll do it tomorrow. And sometimes we can get wrapped up in that human condition that says, man, I don't have what it takes. I don't know how to navigate the terrain. I'm so broken. I'm so tired. I'm so buried under the misery of my past and the mistakes that I made. And we're waiting for these perfect conditions, and we keep thinking that perfect is coming tomorrow. Perfect doesn't come to you. As we practice and as we process, we can achieve a measure of perfection. So if you want to take action and you want to step out of the place of stagnation, if you're going to step into the power of the present, if you're going to seize the opportunity, then one of the things you're going to have to stop doing is overthinking. Come on, you got to stop overthinking. Like, you're thinking this thing, you're thinking yourself out of it. You're negotiating your path out of this opportunity, this moment in time where you could really become something, really accomplish something. So we got to stop overthinking. I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. I don't have what it takes. I don't have the education. I don't have the background. You know those lies we tell ourselves. So my question is, are you willing to take continuous action? Get that urgency back. Somebody step back into the place of action. Somebody step back into the place of faith and determination. Somebody get back into that space, that mindset, that mentality that says, I'm living like it's my last. I'm putting it all on the table. I'm giving this thing everything I have. Tomorrow is not promised. Just because somebody else lived to see 70 doesn't mean I'm going to live to see 70. And so every single day of my life.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
I'm going to give it everything I have. I'm going to love like there's no tomorrow. I'm going to forgive like there's no tomorrow. I'm going to let go. I'm going to try again like there is no tomorrow. Like, this is my only opportunity. I need you to live every day like there's no tomorrow. Love, smile, forgive, believe, hope, expect incredible things. Make it up in your mind that every day you are blessed to see, you will give it everything you have. You will live like there is no tomorrow. There is no tomorrow! This is the year that every demon that celebrated your downfall will hear you prophesy, I'm coming back, I'm coming back. Let every circumstance that mocked you hear this declaration. Let every demon in hell that mocked you hear this declaration. I'm coming back. I got resurrection power in my DNA. Let every memory of failure be confronted by this truth. I didn't lose, I learned.
Statistically, most people quit on their goals by January 17th. But some of us hit that wall, look it dead in the face and say, I'm coming back.
But today, right now, I need you to listen closely. I'm coming back. Not maybe, not someday, not when I feel ready. I'm coming back now.
Your comeback starts with refusing to give up on the life you were meant to live.
My plan is not to stay dead. My plan is not to stay down. My plan is not to remain immobilized, stuck in obscurity and indecision and oppression and insecurity. The plan, the vision, the aim, my target is not to live a life half speed. I was built to challenge limitations, to redefine expectations, to tear down the walls of Jericho that surrounded me, because God did not put this power in me to buckle under pressure.
Sometimes God lets everything fall apart so you can see what you were really made of. I realize the comeback doesn't start when things get easier. The comeback starts when you decide your excuses are no longer more powerful than your purpose.
You save yourself. You fight your way out. You claw back piece by piece until your soul remembers who the hell you are.
And so stop making excuses, because strength is born when excuses die. This is the year I come back.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
What's your plans for this year? What's your plans in this season? What are you going to accomplish over the next 90 days, 6 months, 2 years? When you stretch beyond what you think is possible, you discover what actually is. And that discovery only comes when you are willing to take the risk of going too far. You tell them, resurrection. You want to know what my plan is? It's to come back for everything. Resurrection is my plan. I want to challenge you to step across your own invisible line, to do the thing you've postponed, to make the change that you have avoided, because the future doesn't belong to the hesitant, to the passive, to the cautious. The future belongs to the bold, the courageous, the faithful. The future belongs to those who, when the world thinks you're crazy, you just tell them, I'm not crazy, I'm called, and I refuse to let anybody take my crown. When you are weary, when people stop believing in you, when it's uncomfortable, when you are torn between caution and courage and passion and timidity, between holding on and surging forward, between playing it safe and pushing too far, remember this. Be the person that goes too far, that does too much. When people say, that man is crazy, and you will respond, I'm not crazy, I'm just called. And when you live by that, you will rewire your mind and rewrite the limits that everyone else accepted. You're not just returning, you're rising. You're not just coming back, you're coming back different. You're coming back with evidence. You're coming back with fire. You're coming back with proof.
So here's what I need from you. One, reset your mind. Stop replaying what broke you. Start focusing on what builds you. 2, restart your discipline. 1 step, 1 habit, 1 promise to yourself kept each day. 3, refocus on your purpose. Who you were is gone. Who you are becoming is the threat. Stop apologizing for wanting more. You have no idea how powerful you are when you stop living in your past and start living in your calling. You survived your worst days. You endured heartbreak and should have crushed you. You walked through fire that would have burned most people alive, and you're still here. So stand up, straighten your back, lift your chin, and declare it out loud with every piece of strength inside of you. I'm not done. I'm not finished. I'm not defeated. I'm coming back.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
There's only one you. There will never be another you. You are an unrepeatable miracle. Nobody has your fingerprints. Nobody has your story. They did not understand your struggle. And they won't believe your comeback. Remember this, there will be seasons where you lose strength, but your weakness is not the end. The weakness that you feel, it is training. It is a calling to go deeper. There are seasons when you will lose your voice, but don't let the silence break you. There will be seasons where you don't feel relevant. Even if you're impacting the life of one, make an impact and leave a mark. There will be seasons where you will walk alone, but the isolation will not kill you. You'll come out of that season with instructions, with a vision. Those seasons of isolation, when you felt as though you were going to break, some of you thought God forgot you, but he was forming you. Some of you thought the delay was denial, but he was designing something in you, manifesting it within your heart. Something greater, something you had never seen, something unfamiliar. Your wilderness was not punishment. It was preparation, preparing you for uncharted territory, for you to go places you have never been.
You know, I remember a season of my life where I lost everything. My voice, my confidence, my focus. I wasn't just off track. I felt like I had fallen off the map. Days blended into weeks and weeks into months. I was praying, fighting, begging God for a sign, and all I heard was silence. People counted me out. Life counted me out. And worst of all, I counted myself out. But here's the truth nobody tells you. Sometimes God lets everything fall apart so you can see what you were really made of. You know, one day I looked in the mirror and I said, this is not where my story ends. You know, reset doesn't mean start over. Restart doesn't mean you fail. Refocus doesn't mean you're weak. It means you're human and you're finally ready to fight again.
Make the rest of your life the best of your life. Make this the year that they remember your name.
Reset, restart, refocus. This is not a new chapter. This is a whole new book. You're not starting over because you failed. You're starting over because you're smart enough to know you deserve more. And let me make one thing very clear. Your comeback, it will be stronger than anything you've done before. Because this time, you're not fueled by ego. You're fueled by purpose. purpose. You're fueled by clarity. You're fueled by pain that didn't break you. You're fueled by the realization that you only get one life and you refuse to waste another second of it. Because I've spent enough time on the ground, enough time doubting, enough time apologizing for being human, enough time pretending I'm okay being average. I'm done with that version of me. It's dead, it's buried, it's gone. This is the rebirth, the reset, the restart, the refocus, the return.
This is not the season, but the era where you say, enough is enough. No more hiding, no more shrinking back. This is the year where destiny says, get up. There's work to do. When destiny calls, excuses die. When purpose rises, fears retire. When identity awakens, limitations collapse. This is not the year where you negotiate yourself out of greatness. This is the year where you no longer bow down to insecurity, anxiety, and defeat. This is the year of change. I'm coming back.
I need you to know that you're enough. I need you to know that you're qualified. I need you to know that all you have is all you need. You are an unrepeatable miracle, and there is none like you in all of the earth. And if nobody told you today, let me be the first to tell you, there is none like you in all of the earth. Your DNA, your footprint, your fingerprint, your purpose, your calling, your destiny, your mindset, your mentality. And I'm just wondering if you are bold enough and courageous enough to believe what I'm saying. You are enough. And the truth of the matter is, what you think is pain, what you think is hurting you, is actually helping you. And I'm just wondering if maybe you could just change the way that you think. Maybe if you could just see this thing differently. I know they left you, they hurt you, it left you, it hurt you. And you feel like you're just in this place where you can't move forward. See it differently. You've been too focused on the people that don't like you, the people that don't support you, the people that told you to write the book, and then when you released it, they never bought it. You've been too focused on the past childhood traumas. You've been too focused on who was not there for you and who did not believe in you, and the people that just said it but didn't do it, the trauma, the anxiety. And I'm wondering if you can begin to shift that focus in the next 30 days, if you can begin to shift that focus on what's working in your life, what's within your control and not what's outside of your control. What can you control? Who can you influence? The first person that needs to be influenced in your life is you. It's you. And I'm just wondering if you're courageous enough, bold enough, if you have enough faith, come on, if you have enough inside of you, resilience, to come back to the scene. It starts with me and the man upstairs, and it ends right here.
Let the fear fade and let faith invade. You must move forward in strength. Do not succumb to the depression, the anxiety, the rage, the hatred, or the regret. Live in purpose. Resist the temptation to give in.
I can tell you this, that resurrection is a decision. And every single day you got to decide. People who publicly rise are the people that made a private decision not to stay down any longer. I don't know what time you're listening to me, and I don't mean to sound morbid, but somebody died tonight. Somebody died this morning. Somebody died this afternoon. I don't know what time you're listening to me, but somebody didn't make it.
There's still life left in you. You are still breathing. You have another opportunity to begin again. And every day, every single day, gives you that new opportunity.
Appreciate it. Flow from this place of gratitude and say, God, thank you for keeping my mind when I could have lost it. Thank you, Lord, for giving me one more day, one more opportunity. They say time is what we want most. but what we use worst. The moment that you stop striving, the moment that you stop pressing, the moment that you stop fighting, you start dying. Just keep going to the next level. Just keep climbing that staircase. Just keep going. And it's not about beating the man or woman that's standing in the room with you. It's about beating the man and the woman that's in the mirror. Can you do better than you? Can you do better than you did yesterday? That's all I want to ask you. Can you do better? If you haven't been able to get up, something inside of you has to snap. I know you're beaten, but get up. I know you're bleeding, but get up. I know you're insecure, but get up. I know it wasn't your fault, but get up. I know it hurts, but get up. I know you have blood in your eyes, but get up. Get up. Get up. Wake up. Why are you here? What is your design? Why did you survive? Come on, start thinking about these things. You're still alive for a reason. Somebody died today, but you're still here listening. In this very moment, you have an opportunity. Someone who can rise is someone who is not dead yet. You are not dead yet. You are not dead yet. You are not dead yet. You may be tired, but you are not dead. You may be broken, but you are not dead. You may be weary, but you are not dead. You have an opportunity to rise above what happened to you. You can condemn me and crucify me to a past that is planted in pain, but I will rise. I make the decision that resurrection is my gift. Your perseverance is not even about you. The future, the next generation, legacy, destiny is attached to this. Your life may not look anything like you thought it would look right now, but you have an opportunity today to change that. And every decision you make is either bringing you to your destiny or taking you from your destiny. If you're walking through or walked out of or survived the worst trauma and pain of your life, believe that this is the first day of the best days of your life. You got to take everything you have on the inside and claw your way back. You've been in this cave. You've been in this deep, dark prison of obscurity and uncertainty and doubt and fear. This is the day you come out of your pit of misery, your cell of uncertainty and doubt and fear. This is your day. Get up and beat yourself from yesterday. It's not about comparing yourself to everybody. It's not about scrolling through social media and looking at the people that are projecting the highlights of their life. It's not about that. It's about, can you do better than you did yesterday?
Just needs you to be 1% better than you were yesterday.
I know you're tired. I know you're broken. And it feels like you can't take any more. That you have come to the end of yourself. But all of this means one thing. In this very moment, you still have your calling.
The reason why you go back to sleep is because you've always gone back to sleep. It's like a default. All you gotta do is stop going to sleep, and then you're gonna stop going to sleep. All you gotta do is stop fussing and cussing, and you're gonna stop fussing and cussing. No, what you don't wanna do is the grind, but you're up.
It's going to be a dogfight. And so if you're ready to quit, then don't get started. If you're ready to quit, don't get started. The only way I lose is if I quit.
But if you're willing to say, I'm not going to quit, I guarantee you whatever success you want to have, you're going to have it.
Sometimes you don't want to go to the gym. Of course, no. But I go because I have a compromise with myself.
The most important thing is to have a routine, consistency, not obsession.
See, everybody wants to be successful. Everybody wants to climb mountains. Everybody wants to be praised and celebrated. But nobody wants to sacrifice. Nobody wants to put in the work. Nobody wants to let go of every single distraction. Here is my question. Can you learn how to say no to what's hurting you? No to what's stopping you? No to what's hindering you? No to the people that don't believe in you?
Sometimes you got to change the place where you are. Sometimes you got to change the people that you're hanging around. Sometimes you've got to decide, I need some relationships that will uplift me. I need some relationships that will inspire me. I need some relationships that I can learn from and grow from mentally and emotionally and spiritually and financially. Where I am right now, this is no circle of power. This is a cage.
What if when it got hard, instead of stopping and quitting, you gritted your teeth, you put your head down, and you kept on going?
If you want the rest of the year to be the best of your year, then you are going to have to take 30 days and disappear. Shock the world.
My best words is dedication and hard work. To achieve this kind of things, you need to work hard. And, you know, we all have talent, but talent without the work, it's nothing.
But I think my main strength, it's my mind.
Is it possible as a human being to change your destination point 5 years from now? And the answer is yes. See, that is so extraordinary. No other life form can do that. Pick a different destination in 5 years and start making plans and learn the skills and accept the disciplines and the teaching and the training and the consistency of effort and just start going in a new direction. And in 5 years from now, wind up at a totally different place than where it was assumed you were going to arrive with the old plans. Only human beings have this extraordinary ability to change the outcome, to pick a new direction and go that way, to pick a more certain place to go and read the books and attend the classes and develop the disciplines and find the people and do the business that takes you to that new destination.
At some point in life, you have to tell yourself, enough is enough. And listen to me, you deserve better. Who and what has your attention? Because where focus goes, energy flows. The problem is you put too much energy into Netflix. You put too much energy into distractions. You put too much energy into entertainment. You put too much energy into things that are not feeding your purpose and destiny. Can you walk away from everything? Imagine who you could be in 30 days.
There's no shortcut, no hack. There is no other way around it. If success is what you're chasing in this life, real legacy level success, you must unapologetically be obsessed with the process.
So what you have to decide is, are you going to keep being the 99% or are you ready to be a part of the 1%? Because it doesn't make a difference where you come from, high school dropout. It doesn't make a difference where you come from, GED. It doesn't make a difference where you come from, sleeping in abandoned buildings. It doesn't make a difference where you come from. You know what makes a difference? What makes a difference is when you become a 99% or a 1%.
It's on you and it's on me. Who are you?
Yes, who are you? Where are you going? I want you to think about that. And wherever you're going, I want you to see it in your mind's eye, complete it, see it. See it. Where are you in your life? When you look in the mirror, do you see the person you thought you would be at this point in your life?
This life that you're seeking, it's uncommon. It's different. And sometimes it's lonely.
They looked at the most successful men and women of the world. And one of the things they all had in common was a routine. They are obsessed with their routine. They don't have a gap of wasted time in their routine. You know, I realized the reason why I'm so successful and the reason why I don't get in trouble like I used to when I was younger is because when I was younger, man, my schedule had so many gaps in it. The devil had like, okay, he might pray at 6, but my man is watching TV. He playing video games by 8:30. It's not that I'm sweeter than nobody. The devil can't get to me because all my time is taken up. All right, let's be honest. How many of y'all get up and you just get your day started? You don't have it written down. You don't have a strategy. You don't have a real plan. You kind of just get up and say, I'm about to tackle today. Raise your hand for me. Raise your hand. We're going to stop. No more of that. Like, you don't go to war without a plan. I need you to be strategic. I hear little kids, I want to go to the NBA. Not like that. You just run up and down the court. Not like that. You're not going. Yeah, no strategy. I want to go to the NFL. You ain't even in school. Nope, you're not going to the NFL. I want to make millions. You're not even doing what millionaires do. And if those of you, you messed up. Why? Because you don't understand. Think, act, eat, rest. We talking about a schedule. I realize that my strength is in my routine. Why? Because I'm not as strong as I thought I was. I'm not as intelligent as I thought I was. I don't want it as bad as I thought I wanted it. It's in my routine. It's what I do every day repeatedly.
Discipline is found in our daily routine, our daily rituals. You may use discipline on occasion, but you're not disciplined. And there's a difference between having discipline and being disciplined. When you have discipline, you're selective. When you have discipline, you're conditional. It depends on how you feel. When you are disciplined, how you do anything is how you do everything, and everything you do, you show up at 1,000%.
The DNA of your success is in your routine. You're not as deep as you think you are. You got to find a routine. I'm getting up at 3 and stick with it. I'm getting up at 5 and stick with it. Yeah, out of 365 days, you're going to have a bad day or two, but I'm trying to tell you the strength is in the routine. Find a routine and stick with it.
A wise man once said, conquer yourself. This is wrapped up in dedication. We have to get dedicated. Conquer yourself. Once you've unlocked those daily routines, those daily rituals that you stay committed to, the game's going to change. The only way you're going to get dedicated is if you eliminate all distractions.
Can you disappear for just 30 days?
If you're like most people, you've come to the end of yourself. You're watching this video right now.
Out of over 100 billion pieces of content, you're listening to me at this appointed time in your life.
This moment is your path to clarity. This speech is a catalyst for alignment and transformation.
Let this be the last talk, the last moment that you need to change everything in your life.
It's your turn, your time. It's time to upgrade your operating system. And when you come to your breaking point, when you decide to get committed and devoted and you are determined that nothing will separate you from the destiny that you've been called to fulfill,
everything is about to come alive in your life. Every day, approximately 150,000 people pass away. I don't mean to sound morbid, but I'm just being honest. They die. Let that statistic not only sink in, but serve as an underscore of the urgency of our existence and the fleeting nature of life. Let that be a reminder of your mortality.
At the end of our lives, we will ask ourselves, did we live? Did we love? Did we matter? Did we fulfill our destiny? Time is running out. Your days are numbered. It's time for your effort to become focused and effective.
But let me be clear about one thing. Your life will remain unchanged until you are willing to identify what is wrong with it and accept the responsibility to change it. If you wake up and do not like the life that you see and don't believe you are in alignment with God's purposes and plans for your life, the question is, how did I get here? We are all running a program. Some of us have been running the program of fear, scarcity, lack, doubt. Everything that's good sounds like a scam. That I'm supposed to be poor and broken and betrayed and tired and weary. That's the program that you run. That you have to be an employee for the rest of your life. That's a program.
The program you've been running has gotten you as far as you're going to get. And if you don't upgrade, nothing is going to change.
Everything starts with a decision. Here is what we've got to come to grips with. Your time is limited. Your days are numbered.
And you're moving so fast, wrapped in the swirl of business distraction and noise, that you probably don't stop and think. You are still here. It has been divinely orchestrated that you would hear me at this point in your life. And I would be remiss if I didn't tell you that the hand of God is on your life. I am proud of you. I'm proud that you're still listening to something that's life-giving, that would spark the ember of change in your heart. I'm proud of you. You made it this far out of every betrayal. You've been lied to. You've been stabbed in the back. You've gone through betrayal. You've gone through suffering and affliction. Some of you were left for dead, abandoned by people you thought would walk with you through this life. And they left you. And you're still here. You've been undervalued and overlooked and underpaid. And you're still here. And that counts for something. It is in the who you are becoming that matters more than what you are achieving. Legends understand the beauty and the brilliance of the process. They have a growth mindset. They know what to do, when to do it, and why they're doing it. And they've developed the daily habits that align with the outcomes that they believe they've been destined to have. And I can tell you that your life is a direct printout of your perspectives, your beliefs, your values. This is where our mindset, our beliefs, our thought, our patterns live in the mental layer, inside. And this is what determines my actions, what was passed down to us environmentally, generationally. This is the program we're running. It's all tethered to a belief system. Let me be clear. I don't think there's something's wrong with you. It's not that you're a bad person. It's what's the program you are running? Can we start with the reality that most people think that this thing is about working harder and hustling and grinding and cold plunging at 3 a.m.? You can cold plunge all you want. You can consistently do the wrong thing. If you're not seeing results in any area of your life, and you might be abundant in one, but totally living in lack and scarcity in another, it's because something in your program is not aligned with the plans and purposes of God for your life. This program that you've been running in your mind, it determines your decisions, your actions, your relationships, your finances, even your health. So here's what most people do. They try to work harder in the tangible realm. They think if they wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and have this nobody's gonna outwork me mentality, and I'm gonna sacrifice, and I'm gonna hustle, and I'm gonna grind. But it doesn't matter how tall the ladder is that you're climbing. If your ladder's up against the wrong building, everything you are doing is in vain. So we think if we grind and if we push ourselves, thinking that effort alone is the answer. But effort without alignment is a waste of energy. It's like trying to build a house without any plans. You can spend a whole lot of time and a whole lot of money, but you're not going to get anywhere without the plans, without pouring the concrete, without laying the foundation, without understanding why you do what you do. If all you're doing is cold plunging at 3 o'clock in the morning, lifting weights, and making it all physical, then you are leaving massive potential on the table. It's in the physical realm where action happens, where effort meets results. But if my mental program is not aligned with the purposes and plans for my life, then effort will only take me so far. This is where we find ourselves wrapped in artificial significance, I like to call busyness, where we consistently feel like we are spinning our wheels, we're working harder without making any real progress. Everybody wants the exterior first. You want new zip codes and new area codes. But transcendence is an inside job. Everything starts internally.
If you keep making this thing about the tangible realm, the physical, what you see, and not your inner man, what's happening in your mind, then you're going to miss the mark. And this is where we realize our potential and we identify where we are sabotaging ourselves. It's time for you to get out of your own way and cancel your subscription to self-sabotage now. We need an upgrade. We need an alignment. We need our thoughts, our ideas, our values, our perspectives to align with the purposes of God for our life. We need more alignment, not effort. It's not about who can hustle or grind. Give me somebody who's hustling. Give me somebody who's grinding and fighting tooth and nail. And I will show you somebody who is aligned. Because alignment replaces effort. Because our actions are aligned with our deepest intentions. And when I am aligned, the results that I'm looking for come exponentially faster. This is where success and accomplishment feels effortless.